Hello, folks. This is technically my second boo of the day, which is very unusual for me lately. I know I did two clock ones the other day, but it's quite unusual for me to do two boos in one day. But I went horse riding today to the place that myself and my friend have been going to for a couple of months. And it's an RDA stable, so they do riding for the disabled. And when we got there today, I was just expecting to sort of get on the horse and do the usual thing, which I've been sort of just walking around and stuff, not sort of a huge amount, but it's been fine because I haven't ridden for years, so I was actually quite nervous when I first got back into it, so it's been fine. Anyway, when we got there today, the lady who runs it said there's a competition in May called the Countryside Challenge, and it's basically an obstacle course on horseback. It's nothing too onerous. It's things like, and you do it all at a walk. You don't go flying around a course or anything. But it's like, sorry, Kate, I just sort of reached my foot out and kicked the dog. Sorry, darling. Sorry, Kate. It's things like, you've got to go in and out of poles on the ground, and you've got to pick something up from one side of your body and put it in a bucket on the other, and you've got to duck under something, and you've got to stop at sort of a pretend road junction, and things like that. So it's a lot of sort of turning right, turning left, stopping, starting, picking things up, putting things down, and all the rest of it. And apparently they're doing a visually impaired section this year. There's a visually impaired, a VI, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a VI section to it. So Jan said to myself and Louise, how would you both feel about that? And we said, well, why not? Let's give it a go. So today we started practicing some of the manoeuvres. So we were walking around poles and steering the horses around and picking something up sort of by your left knee. So you had to reach across your body to your left knee and pick it up, and then reach across your body to the right and put it back down. So it was absolutely brilliant. It was one of those things where I really felt like I achieved something there today. So that's taking place in May. I think it's just like local heats, and then if you qualify, you go to the regionals, which is in July, I believe. And I've never done, although I've done lots and lots of horse riding. Oh, sorry, the clocks are going to chime. It's 7 o'clock. I've never done any competing, so it's my first competition, believe it or not. So I'm really chuffed about that. It was really, really nice. It was, oh, I don't know, it was unexpected. I really wasn't expecting that today. I just wanted to tell you about that. A visually impaired section, that's the word I was looking for. I was thinking, what word do I want? Yeah, there's a visually impaired section. That's it. So that's that. What isn't good, though, and I don't know, this is going to sound really stupid, okay? Before we went riding, myself and Louise went out to get some lunch, because I met her in town and we went out to get some lunch. And I had to call into Boots for something. And I was walking back around Boots, and I had a pair of trainers on that I wear to go riding. And I was walking around Boots, and I suddenly had a really awful pain, this is going to sound really stupid, in my second to little toe on my right foot. And it kind of almost made me go... It felt like someone had literally stuck a knife into my toe. I can't describe it any other way. It was excruciatingly painful. And I thought, oh, what the hell have I done? 5 minutes. And I was walking around Boots and I was thinking, oh, that's really painful. That's really painful. Sorry about the clocks. I'm going to go out into the hall a minute. And it sort of eased. Because I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to take my trainer off and see what's happened here. So when I got back to the Association for the Blind, where my friend was doing some volunteering, we went back there to eat our lunch before we went riding. I took my trainer off and I couldn't feel anything on my toe. And I still can't. And it's a hell of a lot better than it was, but it's still sore. So whether I stupidly, and I don't know how I would have done this, I've never had anything like it before, whether I sort of pulled a muscle in it somehow, or... because nothing's stuck in it. There's no... I can't feel any mark on it. There's no blood. There's no... because I was thinking, was this something in the trainer? But no, I've checked my trainer and it was fine. It was just really stupid. I was trying to act normal. I was thinking, ow, ow, I'm in real pain here. Goodness knows what I did. But it hurt. Guys, it really did bloody hurt. It was painful. Because I was thinking, God, I can't ride like this, but it eased. Even as I was coming out of Boots, it was easing. But it just felt, it was just like this, ow! How I didn't actually screech, I don't know. I've managed to, because a woman who was taking me around Boots was chatting away about stuff. And I was trying to sort of... excuse me, trying to act normally and thinking, ooh, what have I done to my right foot? So, yeah, that's me, but it's okay. But it's still sort of tender, but I can't feel anything on the foot itself. Very odd. Very, very strange. It's almost like something stung me or stabbed me, but nothing did, which is odd. Anyway... that's my day, really. So I just thought I would tell you about it. But yeah, I'll keep you posted on the competition and how that's progressing. But I was really chuffed about that. That's fab. Anyway, folks, hope you're all having a good Valentine's Day, whether you're part of a couple or not. And I will speak to you all soon.